Look, I personally spoke to the victim about this. I asked, like, would that usually have been like a red flag or a turnoff? She said yes. But the thing is...
I'm sorry. Stop!
Girls don't like older men.
I'm gonna hate... Don't make me hate what? Women. I already hate women so much. Stop!
This is what would lead us to the next section, titled Sugar Daddy.
Oh, no. Not my 281.16 euro sugar daddy.
It would work most of the time, as he'd use the same calculated pattern that he used with me and Elphilia to lure them in and eventually fly them out.
Calculated pattern, lure in. And the calculated pattern is find girl who posts super sexy pictures on Twitter and follow them and then wait for them to DM you. Wow.
No, I think it's girl DMs you, you DM them back in this case.
Like.
Oh my God.
You go talk to her. She needs you right now.
Queen. This girl's a queen. Oh my God, she's got him under her thumb now. She knows all the girls he's been fucking around with. She's got him paranoid as fuck. She's got all this fucking leverage now. Oh my God, she's talking to his biggest haters. Woo. That's like Kuno dude is like the new like cringy guy that everybody's obsessed with.
Hell
too.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, he's no. Like
I know it's real, dude. It's so real. It's real. I know, dude. I know. It's real. If it's real, it's even worse. It's even more cringy. God, that somebody would like model themselves out. Like, I thought I was sad for having anime role models growing up. Holy shit. To unironically like model your whole personality because you're incapable of thinking of anything on your own after shitty fucking slice of life anime characters. How cringe do you have to be? Oh my God. I can't imagine how many tears that person must shed at night as they sit there staring.
Shut up.
My girlfriend of 4 years has recently become obsessed with a male streamer, and I feel really uncomfortable about it. This was a post made on the subreddit r/relationship advice around the end of 2020. What was particularly shocking here is that barely just a few days after making that initial post, he'd end up breaking up with his girlfriend. Her obsession with that streamer was that irrational. And during that time, she wasn't the only one who might have felt this way. That's because the male streamer in question here was none other than Sykuno, a name and face that had become a core memory of the COVID-19 pandemic, more specifically when everyone was locked up in their homes. In the span of less than a year, he would go from having 1,000 average viewers on Twitch to 50,000, even having a stream where he peaked at over 100,000 concurrent viewers.
Wow.
What he'd be most known for was his gameplay of Among Us with his friends, who happened to be very big content creators as well. Not only would he get tens of thousands of concurrent viewers on Twitch, but he would get millions upon millions of views on his YouTube channel as well. And while his rise to fame is definitely incredibly impressive, what was truly unparalleled here is his extremely high ratio of female viewers, confirmed to having been higher than any of his other content creator friends. His handsome look, his anime sounding voice, and his witty jokes made women go rabid. In fact, it was also a joke that he would turn male fans gay. But what made him really desirable is just how socially awkward he was. He was innocent in an endearing way. He was a boy failure that needed a woman to fix him. In a nutshell, he was this picture, almost allergic to other women. He just couldn't handle anything romantic. He would get too flustered. This made many of his fans want to be the one to finally fix him. But make no mistake here, this was all a perfectly crafted image that he had made for himself. He wanted you to think that
I was a day one Sykuno hater. I call this out from day one. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
He was innocent, naive, a boy failure, someone who's inexperienced in relationships and would never hurt a fly. Because in reality, behind this mirage, this illusion, there was a master manipulator, a serial
master manipulator,
and a predator. Someone who would make it a point for many years to target smaller content creators, take full advantage of the fact that he was one of the most desirable men in the streaming world, all while making it seem like he had no experience with women and that it just might be romantic. They just might be that special someone who can fix him. What he would somehow forget to tell them, though, is that he had been in a monogamous relationship since 2021. But you don't have to take my word for it, because he admits to everything in a recorded voice call with the victim herself. And on top of that, that same victim, who goes by the name of Hemamal VT, would choose to write a Google Doc that shows the entire timeline, her and Sykuno's DMs together, as as well as the DMs of another victim that actually slept with Sykuno while being totally oblivious to the fact that he has been in a relationship since 2021.
What?
This might be one of the most impactful and longest running lies in content creation history. I want to thank the two victims in
question. One of the longest running lies in content creation history. That's this guy. Can I just say, I'm trying to think of how anti-woman I want to be today. I just think it's funny. We'll get through this. Never mind.
Impactful and longest running lies in content creation history. I want to thank the two victims in question for trusting me with this very heavy topic and for allowing me to make the first comprehensive video on it. So without further...
The woman who released the doc on Sykuno, the big one or whatever, collaborated with this guy to have this video come out at the same time, which is funny.
Do, let's get right into this mess. All right, so first off, who the hell is Sykuno? Well, before starting his streaming career, he actually used to be a software engineer working in the Bay Area of California. His monotonous office life would change forever, though, when he would meet Lily Pichu, a well-known content creator who actually started making content as far back as 2012. However, when they met, she was far from being the very well-known content creator that we know today. It was back during the Season 3 World...
So, you have to interrogate your beliefs, okay, more. Somebody said, women be like, nothing beats a woman's intuition, and then they fall for the most obvious fake personality of all time. The women know what's happening. The problem is that all of this can be explained in 20 seconds of the video between that one girl and Sykuno. It can all be explained in 20 seconds. And it's the idea that if they don't get what they want in the end, then they can flip it onto the guy who's being an abuser. Here's a huge paradigm shift that needs to happen. It'll never happen. I've given up on society. I don't give a fuck about anything. Okay? But this is what needs to happen. But it won't happen, okay? When a woman says to you, there's this guy and I really like him, but the thing is, he'll only hang out with me when I guarantee him sex. Every single time that story is presented in left spaces, it's seen as the guy manipulating the woman, but that is 100% a two-way street. But if you would even imply the opposite, people lose their mind. Because you could very easily flip that to, there's this girl, and I don't know how I feel about her, I don't think I would date or whatever, but she keeps saying she wants to fuck me every single time she has to hang out, so like, fuck. You're manipulating him just as much as he's manipulating you. The only difference, though, is that if things don't work out in the end for the girl, she can write a giant doc on the dude to try to get him destroyed because he didn't date her in the end. It's just so fucking stupid. It's so stupid.
Championship for League of Legends during the year of 2013.
Fuck me, I don't care, I will say it. I like whores and hoes. I am a whore and a hoe, okay? I like it, it's fine. I have no problem with people sleeping around or doing any of that, okay? I think that's great. However, I think that the journey in life you need to make is starting off way too conservative and coming back to like a healthy engagement with your sexuality. And it can't be starting as a brain dead liberal who attaches absolutely nothing to sexual encounters, because those people are ticking time bombs and they're dangerous. They will destroy the world around them with their absolute childlike retarded approach to sexual relationships in the world.
So barely a year into her content creator journey, Sykuno would be aware of her content. He'd reach out to her and would want to meet her, seeing that they're both at the same place. Lily Pichu agreed, thinking, oh, am I about to meet a fan? That's awesome. She'd be absolutely shocked when that fan would show up with a massive bouquet of flowers.
If you look at the girls that are fucking messaging this guy. I'm sorry. I looked at the girl's Twitter account who wrote this thing on Sykuno, and I almost busted a nut in two pages. That's how fucking hot this girl was, okay? And I'm like, you're posting all this shit on your Twitter account. You're DMing a five-figure concurrent viewer streamer. He's getting sexual with you in 12 hours. Do you think you're the first person to message this guy? You think you're the only girl? And then also, like, when this is the image that you're putting out, like, what do you think he's... I mean, you're flaunting your entire sexuality at him, and then you're surprised when that's like the thing he latches onto. It's just like so, oh God, it's so stupid.
Awesome. She'd be absolutely shocked when that fan would show up with a massive bouquet of flowers. As she was about to thank him, he would run away back to his cousins. According to him, these were his only friends at the time. He was that lonely. He was simply too embarrassed to interact with her further. This interaction left a good impression on Lily Pichu, and they kept in touch for years to come. In fact, as she would start her streaming journey, she'd play with her friends, and one of those friends would be Sykuno. Her viewers would start to express interest in him, especially seeing that his voice sounded like an anime character. There was genuine demand in her community to know what he looked like. What they didn't know, though, was that Lily Pichu had already shown him. He was there with her when she went to Summoner's Con 2015, and he was right there with her in her vlog. But most of her community were simply not aware of this. So seeing that there was growing demand to see what he looked like, they decided to do a face reveal live on Lily Pichu's stream around the year of 2019.
Okay, here we go. Wait, you're actually so much braver than I thought.
Only because you're here.
All right, I'm in extreme.
Just get up.
And as you can see, the chat was definitely not disappointed. In fact, Lily Pichu had such an impact on Sykuno that she would be, well, the main reason why he would start streaming. And you can hear him say that himself.
So what convinced you to start streaming?
Lily, actually.
And speaking of streaming, he would start doing so shortly after revealing his face on Lily Pichu's stream. He'd start in the beginning of 2019 with barely under 100 viewers, but as the months would go by, he would start to get very rapid growth.
Way too much of an anime voice? You guys, oh man, I keep forgetting that I picked up fans that are only politics fans. Bro, I really was a day one hater of this guy, but not because of the whatever dumb shit this is, but just because the whole anime voice act or whatever, oh my god, that drove me crazy. I hated it so much. Fuck me.
He would really start putting in serious hours by August 2019, and within just 1 year, by August 2020, he'd be sitting at 8,000 average viewers, reaching a peak of 15,000. But how? Why? Well, during his streams, he would continue playing with Lily Pichu. And seeing that Lily Pichu has a lot of big content creators that she calls friends, she would introduce them to Sykuno. It turned out that this guy was very easy to talk to. He was witty, he made jokes, and the communities of the many streamers actually enjoyed his company. All of these factors combined would be the perfect catalyst for when the quarantine season of COVID-19 would arrive. He would start to play the game Among Us with some of the biggest content creators on the planet, and within just 4 months, he would go from 8,000 average viewers all the way up to 50,000 average viewers, peaking at 100,000 viewers in one stream. He was gaining 500,000 followers every single month. In just the span of like a year and a half, he had gone from being a mid-tier streamer to one of the biggest on the entire platform. It wasn't just Twitch though. He would be getting millions upon millions of views.
Millions.
Millions. Every single platform he was on. And so by 2022, when YouTube was aggressively recruiting Twitch streamers to stream on their platforms instead, offering them multi-million-dollar deals, they targeted Sykuno, seeing that he's extremely brand friendly, has a very loyal audience, and had become a household name in such a short time. So on May 2nd, 2022, he would announce to the world that he was moving to YouTube on a 2-year exclusive contract. And as you can tell by the engagement, this post went viral. What I really want you to understand though is just how valuable he was seen by companies and platforms. Back when YouTube was aggressively recruiting talents that were on Twitch, Twitch and their confidence and hubris, seeing that they completely dominated
their
the streaming scene at the time, would never bother offering a counteroffer. On the very rare occasion that they did, it was a very big deal. And guess what? They made an exception to Sykuno. They gave him a counteroffer higher than YouTube. Sykuno would go back to YouTube and show them Twitch's new offer, and YouTube would offer to pay even more.
Wow.
His contract alone is estimated to be around $5 million. Sykuno, though, also had interests in other communities, such as
Kill me!
YouTubers. In 2023,
why do people act like cheating is rape or something? This response seems out of whack with the crime. Because every single thing on the internet has to be the worst thing ever. It all has to be the worst thing ever. There are no more murders, there are war crimes, there aren't even war crimes, there are genocides. There is no more cheating. It's gaslighting and love bombing. It's not even gaslighting and love bombing, it's actually rape. Because when you're cheating, you're having sex with somebody else, which means that you're non-consensually exposing your partner to an STD, which means they wouldn't have consented to having sex with you, which means it's a non-consensual sex, which means it's rape. Like, everything is like the most of everything these days. It's so fucking retarded. Everything is. That guy who fucked a 17-year-old when he was 19, pedophile. That guy who, everything is the most extreme of everything. It's so stupid. Oh my god.
For an April Fool's joke, he would debut his first VTuber model, extending his reach to a new niche community. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because at some point he was invited to a call with the Senator Bernie Sanders alongside Valkyrie and Pokemon.
Bernie!
And instead of showing his face, he chose to be a VTuber. This was so ridiculous and it went so viral that he inadvertently kind of became a spokesperson for VTubing in one stream. I mean, God, everyone wanted a piece of that guy. You would see him everywhere, collabing with everyone. And this was partly due to his very loyal and almost rabid fan base. But it was, of course, all by design. You see, back in 2023, Pokimane would make the very interesting revelation that Sykuno had the highest female demographic fan base compared to any other streamer, her included. She would compare his level of fame and the way his fans acted towards him to K-pop idols. He simply wasn't seen like the run-of-the-mill Twitch streamer. No, there was definitely more to this. And one of the main reasons why this worked out so well is because he was seen as a boy failure. No, not the kind of guy who's unemployed and lives in a dump and smells like shit. I'm talking about the ideal boy failure. The guy who's handsome, smells nice, doesn't live in a dump, but is in...
By the way, this is the female equivalent of the born sexy yesterday trope, is this boy failure thing.
Instead, just a hopeless romantic. Someone who turns all red when you want to initiate physical contact. The most innocent, naive soul imaginable. The appeal of a boy failure isn't necessarily that he's a failure. It's the fact that he's perfect, but just needs one person to fix him. And that's how a significant chunk of his fan base felt. If you've watched my channel...
there's a trope in movies where you have some girl who is, for some reason, enters the world as like a complete and total innocent virgin. He's never been touched by a man before, but she's also like absurdly fucking hot and sexy and stumbles into some loser guy who can teach her the ropes and help her learn everything and then probably her first sexual experience or whatever. It's not Manic Pixie Dream Girl, it's the... Yeah, fuck, we watched a thing on this a while ago.
Before, then it's not too different from a girl failure that has a male audience that wants to fix her. It's the same parasocial mess. This can be very easily seen in... If you've watched my channel before, then it's not too different from a girl failure that has a male audience that wants to fix her.
Oh, I've never heard that trope before, but okay.
It's the same parasocial mess. This can be very easily seen in some of the most viral fan-made videos of Sykuno, like this one, for example, sitting at over 3 million views. Sykuno tells his trauma about girls. Sykuno trusts his friend, Disguised Toast, more than the girls. So this guy had barely any romantic experience, and yet still, he had his heart broken. He needs a woman that will fix him and tell him it'll be okay. And maybe she'll be one of his fans. If only he knew how handsome and amazingly desirable he was, though. Because he's another fan-made video. Everyone's simping for Sykuno because who doesn't? I mean, God, if only he wasn't a boy failure and understood how smooth he was with women. But he's too naive. Because guess what? This video, sitting at over 4 million views, is titled Sykuno Being Smooth With Girls for 14 Minutes. Yeah, I think you get the point by now, right? This image of him...
Every woman thinks she's the first one ever to get with a nerdy guy because they're super innocent and sweet, and then they're shocked when Buddy has like 50 bodies because every other girl has the same fucking idea. I don't think so. There's some other thing at play here, because as soon as these girls will get a hold of a guy like this, they will become like very possessive and very jealous very quickly. Like if another girl starts talking to him, she knows what's up, and she's not going to assume like, oh, like, huh, well, my guy won't talk to those girls in a sexual manner because of course, you know, like he's such a boy failure, he's such a innocent whatever, that would never happen. Like she'll know instantly. She'll, hey bitch, get the fuck off my guy, because she knows they know.
Was so carefully
type shit.
Crafted
type shit.
Would attract
type
a very large female audience. It would also allow him to be one of the only male streamers to constantly be able to hang out with a majoritarily female friend group without him or them getting in trouble with their fan bases due
the gay coded friend
due to jealousy. The guy was innocent, allergic to love, and he wouldn't hurt a single fly. This allowed him to do things that other male content creators could never do. Like, dude, this is him sniffing the armpit of Foosley at some point during a podcast when they were talking about body odor. This is how much he was trusted around women. And even though his audience was very obsessed over him, they saw him as so awkward, so incapable of understanding what love or social cues mean, that this was fine. They didn't mind, because they were going to be the ones to fix him anyway. So it comes as no surprise that yes, some relationships literally ended over the girl's obsession over him. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if some gay relationships ended because of the same reason too. He was just that much of a sensation, and that crafted image he built around himself was just so believable and convincing. And so he'd keep on doing what he's always done, and after his 2-year contract with YouTube would finally end, during May 2024, he would make his grand comeback to Twitch, peaking at over 26,000 views.
Wait, am I gonna kill this
However,
thing?
His viewer count would slowly begin to drift. And by April 2026, he'd be sitting at 1,665 average viewers, a far cry from the peak of the pandemic at 50,000. He'd also stop collabing with larger content creators as much as he used to, mostly sticking to himself. But hell, I mean, 1,600 average viewers is still very easy to make a living off of. He had made his millions of dollars, had this incredibly obsessive fan base. As far as content creator careers go, this really wasn't so bad. The guy was a multimillionaire. What people weren't aware of, though, is that for many years since becoming a viral sensation, he would use his status as Sykuno, as the most desirable streamer imaginable, as this K-pop idol,
to
pursue relationships with smaller or up-and-coming content creators,
whether
they be cosplayers or VTubers, manipulating them into thinking that
they were
special, all in the hopes of hooking up with them and while being in a monogamous relationship.
Oh!
This is the real
psycho. Now, more like psycho Kuno, am I right?
Hemamol VT, who I'll refer to as Mal from now on, is someone who has been making content for the last year. She occasionally streams from time to time, but also tends to post cosplays on her Twitter profile, some of them being revealing. Those revealing cosplays would catch Saikuno's attention, and he'd follow her on Valentine's Day of 2026. Within barely a few days, he would start talking about how they should move in together into the same house.
What?
All while having a girlfriend.
Oh!
When Mal would find out about the girlfriend, she would decide to write a Google document.
Thank God. Very normal. Whenever I have issues with somebody, my first thought is, well, I guess actually I am the manifesto writer, but that's when I made it public first. My first thought is I need to tell the entire fucking world about how it's also crazy too, because like, why are you writing a Google Doc on your L? Why are you writing this? What is the, what could the possible motivation be? But we know they're just a girl.
Google document would contain Mal's side of the story as well as Elfie Leah's side of the story. Another VTuber who, of course, also posts cosplays from time to time, which is why Saikuno was interested in her to begin with. She also had no idea that Saikuno had a girlfriend and would meet up with him during December 2025 in Paris when he would travel for a convention.
I'm clicking follow back, it's not working.
Shut up.
Actually end up sleeping with Saikuno, again, completely oblivious that he has a girlfriend. They would both share their stories and the DMs with Saikuno in the Google document. This document would be 32 pages long, and it would detail both of their experiences with Saikuno, leading up to the revelation of the fact that he has a girlfriend, as well as a link to the full 17-minute YouTube video in which Mal would confront Saikuno about cheating on his girlfriend with her. Here's how it would start off. On Valentine's Day of this year, I was followed on Twitter by Saikuno. I thought it was amazing that such a big content creator even knew I existed, let alone followed me on social media. He had been my role model.
Can you? It is kind of fucked up here. Can you believe that he would really message this girl for sex?
Oh, I've already been through this, Steven. Brother, this guy, he needs to leave all these girls to us. He's a menace.
Chill! What is wrong with you?
This motherfucker is a menace, Jesus! Man. We gotta cancel his ass.
Chill! Jesus, I need to stop going through this one. Oh my God, okay.
And someone I looked up to for a long time, ever since my days in high school. However, what I learned about Saikuno after that day would make me regret my decision.
And she messaged Saikuno him?
I think so.
Not the kind, soft-spoken character you see on stream. He is a serial cheater, liar, and manipulator who uses his status to get what he wants from as many women as possible. More specifically, ones who are smaller or up-and-coming content creators, knowing that he can take advantage of them. After confiding in many others that have had similar experiences with Saikuno, I realized that this was not an isolated incident. In fact, it was something that had been going on for multiple years.
What?
He always made sure to cover his tracks and never left a paper trail significant enough for someone to make this public.
Never left a paper trail? I feel like we're getting a doc about Enron. What are we talking about here?
Like,
oh my God.
But now, this has all changed. These are serious allegations, and I fully understand that this should not be treated lightly. I urge all other content personally affected by Saikuno's behavior to not remain silent, as I believe that there is strength in numbers. This document will not only include proof from me, but from another victim who has given me her consent
as well.
Another
victim.
Below,
consent,
you will find evidence
consent.
That will expose this calculated pattern of love bombing manipulation.
Love bombing manipulation!
As well as a recording of a voice call where he explicitly admits to all his wrongdoings. Everything.
Ooh.
All right, so already this is one hell of an intro to the document, right? One thing I want to point
out. This is one hell of an intro. Oh my God. Oh.
Out is the urging of all other content creators who have been personally affected by Saikuno to come out about this. As I had already mentioned, there are many people who were affected by his actions throughout the year.
Does the whole drama boil down to him cheating? Is this literally it? Yes. The problem is kind of, but not really. The problem is that the girl didn't get him in the end. If Saikuno would have agreed to date her, then nothing would have been written. It would have been fine.
In fact, if Saikuno traveled to any expo or convention or event, then you can bet a hefty sum of money that he always had someone there who he flew out, hoping that he could bring them to his hotel room. Anyway, the next section of the document would be titled, Our First Conversation. After Valentine's Day, I was so excited about him following me that I told a friend who then urged me to strike up a conversation. I finally worked up the courage to send him a DM and he replied right away. So here we can see on the 15th of February, Mal would send, are you still looking for a Valentine's Day perhaps? To which Saikuno would say, so innocently, what? You can't just open up with-
I don't know how to describe this, but there's a thing that like blondes can do with their hair that makes it look, there's just like a lot of different colors and volume and good stuff going on. And then there's like this like scraggly, horrible blonde look. Why do so many girls do this scraggly, horrible blonde look? Can somebody explain to me why? Give example. I know that Melina did her hair nice like this. I'm sure we could probably find your old, this is hot now. Look at this hair. Disgusting. Horrible. Okay? But I feel like this is what a lot of people do now. But then look at this. I feel like this is a million times, whatever is going on here with the coloring, I feel like this is like a million times better. But I feel like so much gravitates towards this. I'm looking at the Sabrina Carpenter picture and it's like, it just looks horrible. This hair, or the coloring is just bad. I don't know why. But then I feel like, but there must be a reason why. Maybe it's just like a trendy thing and I just don't understand it, or it's just a trend I don't get or whatever. It's called a balayage. It's called bleached versus natural. Oh, women's hair is naturally colored and everything like this. Oh, of course. My bad. True. Okay. We found the I like women with no makeup person.
Was something like that? And besides, Valentine's Day is almost over where I'm from already. To which she would reply with, I mean, we can always do a Valentine's Day. Luau titled Our First
Company. Also, stay winning on this take that most of you motherfuckers disagree with me with. I don't think there is ever a reason ever to DM somebody unless you're trying to fuck. I don't think there's any, I don't think there's any reason to DM a large content creator if you're just like a normie person, unless you're trying to fuck them. There's just no reason. There's no reason for it. But like, on top of that, when your first message is a flirty message, Jesus Christ, what do you expect? What do you expect? So you're saying I can shoot my shot? Yeah, shoot away. But I'm just saying that's how most people are going to interpret it. And it's because there's no real reason to why just leave a public comment. Why would you send a private message? It's just like
conversation. After Valentine's Day, I was so excited about him following me that I told a friend who then urged me to strike up a conversation.
I don't understand who's furthering the incentive structure for women to keep going and succeeding at twit-longering men for the most retarded things ever. There's literally no one that benefits from this besides snarker types, and I refuse to believe these people are the ones setting the new standards for how interpersonal interactions should go. This is not a snarker phenomenon, unfortunately. This is like a false women's empowerment phenomenon. Basically, there's like... The dynamics and all this are so cancerous and AIDS and complicated. But like, one of the reasons why men used to get away with fucking younger women, okay, and it wasn't considered a horrible, devious thing, technically, socially speaking, is because you were supposed to pair off with a person that you fucked. The idea of even men running around, and Red Pillars and other retards will tell you different, but like, even men aren't supposed to be ultra promiscuous, like in traditional land, right? With some limited exceptions. You can't just run around and fuck everything, because most people in high society or in conservative society would look down on you for doing that. It's not good. So like when people look at like Jerry Springer, I think that the woman he dated was like 17 or whatever. So not great, okay? Not the best. But like she is pairing off with this guy with the understanding that he's probably going to like pursue like a long-term relationship and maybe try to get married. I think they did, right? Did he marry his... Wait, what did I say? Jerry Springer. I'm sorry, Seinfeld. They're all curly-haired Jews for me, okay? Seinfeld.
True.
The idea is supposed to be, well, you know, if he's making a promise, he's going to marry this woman, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Even if they start young, that's okay. They're getting married, you know, ideally, you know? But nowadays, women want to explore all of the sexual empowerment and freedom and all of that, but they still expect to some extent for like a guy they pair off with that there is some kind of like implicit promise of a long-term relationship or something at the end. Like they want to invert the roles a little bit somehow. But then the weird thing is that when they don't want all of the negative baggage that women always get when they sleep around, which is still true. Even in liberal circles, women will pretend that they don't feel like there's a negative stimulus attached to a woman who sleeps around, but they all still intuitively feel this way, or most of them do. So they want to like abandon that, I guess that social stigma, but then they want the men to have like the conservative like pair off mindset. It's like it's very weird and annoying and stupid. I hate it all. It's just
I don't understand what you're saying.
If a woman is being like super slutty and she finds a guy and she really wants to pair off with a dude, if that guy ends up not dating her, she will feel like insanely fucking scorned. And if it's like a public related guy, I would say there's like a 10 to 25% chance that she's going to write a public doc on how he played her.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Which is yeah. But there's like, yeah, but it's the way that we got here, it's like the confluence of so much stupid shit. I'm sorry, negative stigma, not stimulus, is it right? Like, yeah. All of these conversations just got abused and destroyed so much by Red Pillars and then by internet feminists and then by young people that it's just, it's impossible to have any real conversations about sex or sexual dynamics or anything because of how stupid everybody, like men and women, for as much as I love everybody, men and women are just never going to be the same, or probably won't be the same necessarily when it comes to sexual stuff, and that there's always going to be a lot more risk related to the woman than there is to the man, which means that women are probably going to be a bit more selective, and the higher selectivity of women when it comes to sex means that there's an issue related to women choosing men to fuck. The men that women choose to fuck are almost always going to be in the same group of men that they would date. But men have a much, much, much wider gamut of women they would fuck than women they would date. And this mismatch is like a very, very, very hard thing intuitively, conceptually, for both sides to overcome. Both sides don't understand it. It's very, very, very difficult for them. And it just leads to a lot of it cashes out into so many stupid situations like this. What I'm trying to say is everybody should just be gay, and then we'd all have the same standards because we're all gay. We know what the other person's thinking because we're the same gender.
Finally worked up the courage to send him a DM, and he replied right away.
They can't have their cake and eat it too. No, they shouldn't. And they're retarded, but that's what a lot of, especially younger women and these women in these spaces are trying to do, are have their cake and eat it too. I get it, though, because technically men did a lot of the same shit where it's like, I'm going to jerk off to porn every day. I'm going to jerk off to OnlyFans girls every day. I love doing this shit. But also these girls are fucking sluts and whores and I hate them all. And also girls need to put out on the first date. But if you put out on the first date with me, I'm never wifing you up because I know you're a slut. But if you don't put out on the first date with me, you're a fucking piece of shit bitch who's like a frigid cunt or whatever. Like it's all retarded as fuck. Oh, my God. It's all so stupid.
Strike up a conversation. I finally worked up the courage to send him a DM, and he replied right away. So here we can see on the 15th of February, Mal would send, "Are you still looking for a Valentine's date, perhaps?" To which Sykuna would say, so innocently, "What? You can't just open up with something like that. And besides, Valentine's Day is almost over where I'm from already."
Like, this is a very obvious I want to fuck message. That is the most obvious. If a girl were to message me this, the only question is when and where. Or if I want to, I guess, depending on how buttery my steaks are. Like, this is like, this girl's so obvious what the fuck. If a girl DMs you with this as a guy, and you look at her profile, it's, okay, Jesus, let's go. I mean, Jesus, you want it tomorrow? Do you live in LA? Like, it's like, so obvious. Jesus.
To which she would reply with, I mean, we can always do a Valentine's Day do-over, you know? In the same first conversation, he brought up what kind of games he liked to play and invited me to play with him after a convention. On the left image, we can see them discussing sleep schedules, right? Understanding what time it is for her, what time it is for him. And on the right image, we can see him say, "What games do you like to play? I'm like a massive game player. That's usually how I meet people or make friends, to be honest."
Okay, I don't know.
Hold on.
What games?
I'm so sorry. I'm just way more straightforward now, okay? But I'm just curious. This is like a little trick when you ask a girl, like, "Oh, what time is it?" What you're trying to see is if they say the same time as you, then you know that they're in the same time zone.
Go time.
So, well, no, you can just get a little bit closer where they live without being super forward. So a girl DMs you like, "Oh shit!" It's like, "What time is it where you're at?" And if they give like a time zone that's like EST and your PST, you're like, "Yeah, fuck it." But if they give like the same time, you're like, "Oh my god, wait, oh shit, same time here. Are you in California or whatever?" Right, you're gonna. I wonder if that was the goal here for Sykuno. I don't know. I don't know. All right.
"Do you like to play? I'm like a massive game player. That's usually how I meet people or make friends, to be honest." In the next couple of images, we can see Sykuno talk about the game he was playing, which was Outlast Trials, saying that maybe Mal could carry him. She would agree, give him her Discord, and then wonder, "Hey, are you done soon with your stream? Because I'm getting tired." She hadn't slept all night. She was pulling an all-nighter. He'd apologize for taking so long, and then he'd say that he has a convention to go.
Oh, yeah, he fucked this up.
Well, no, he didn't, because he fucked her. I'm pretty sure they were smashing, so...
No, he never smashed this girl, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
I think so.
And she docked him? She Me Too'd him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they hadn't smashed it, because I don't think EU TwitchCon's happened, did it? This one, he didn't.
Oh, well, what the fuck? Damn.
Yeah, she docked his ass.
So after making her wait for, like, a few hours, he would say, "Hey, listen, can we just play tomorrow? I have a convention to go to." And they would agree, "Okay, let's play after the convention." This is what would lead us to the next section. Interest in where I live. For context, this is still the same day as the first conversation. Only moved to Discord and a few hours apart since I'm EU time zone and he's US time zone. So yeah, these DMs have the timestamp of 10 a.m. EU time. The last DMs we can see on Twitter were at 9 a.m. So this is barely have the timestamp of 10 a.m.
Wow, look, you can tell it's EU because of the date format and the fact that there's a single-digit month in the middle. You can tell that here, and there's a zero in front of it. Those are European timestamps for Discord.
You're the Discord timestamp knower.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I know that one.
AM, EU time. The last DMs we can see on Twitter were at 9 a.m., so this is barely an hour later after they added each other. Mal would continue by saying, "Things started out innocently enough with him inquiring about fun things to do near where I live, such as aquariums and conventions. TwitchCon EU specifically. I'd like to point..." freaking out that I said we could go on a date to make up for Valentine's. He not once expressed to me any discomfort or that he wasn't single. So yeah, this is how it goes. If someone expresses interest in you, right, you typically tell them fairly quickly that you're already in a committed relationship. You don't just let things slide. Mal had no reason to think that...
Why? Is that... He's pretty brazen here. I wonder if him and his girlfriend were open, or did he really just not...
No, he was cheating.
Like, instantly, though? Like, he's not paranoid that his girlfriend... Or maybe I've been in too many toxic situations. He's not paranoid that his girlfriend wouldn't, like, make another account or get a friend to DM him to see if he would. He's just like, there's no test at all there. He just fucking goes. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's wild, bro. My favorite test or whatever is... is getting a DM from a random number on WhatsApp, and they're like, hey, what's up? My other number or my account got deleted, or right? I switched numbers or whatever. We were just chatting. You remember me, right? To see if the guy gives the right name. Oh, shit.
But Sykuna was already taken. Otherwise, he would have said something after she proposed a date. He'd ask, do they have an aquarium? I'm a big fan of aquariums. She'd say, there's artists in Amsterdam. Could make it a date, you know, to make up for Valentine's. He'd only reply with, a what? Lol? Continuing on with his innocent persona, but he'd never say, oh, no, actually, wait, like, I want to meet up as friends. I'm actually in a relationship. Not once. The next section will be titled, following my private Instagram. He would also follow my personal...
Is it okay to do tests like that? These are, I think, testing on relationships like that is kind of a catch-22. If you're testing like that, I mean...
It's already
like,
cooked, man.
Yeah, if the guy is innocent, I think the guy has a right to be like, or a girl, I guess, it has a right to be like, this is kind of fucked, like, what the fuck? It's like going through somebody's phone. But then if you find somebody, obviously you're vindicated, but then the relationship's over anyway. So I feel like if you're at that, I feel like it's just kind of like fucked, you know?
Yeah, that's a big truth, Steve.
You gotta have to have fucking trust.
Yeah.
Private Instagram that is only available to my IRL friends and family while using his official Sykuno account.
So the official account?
Following her with her personal account name being hidden since it's personal. The next section will be titled, making plans to meet me in person. So bear in mind, this was the next
thing.
The
thing is, I don't think this video is doing a good enough job of actually going through the doc, because this lady sounds a lot crazier when you read the whole fucking doc word for word, like genuinely.
Wait, do you know what this video is?
No, I haven't watched this video.
Oh, this guy collaborated with the accusers. This video dropped like 1 hour after the doc did. So they were all working together on this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, is this the shit that we watched?
No, we didn't watch the video. We just went over the doc. I didn't know there was a video.
The doc that we went through.
Yeah, it's the doc, but
the biggest
fucking
nothing burger of all time.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, sorry.
Well, it's going to nuke this guy, though. Well, at least the way that he used to market himself to women, because it kind of relied on this veneer of, oh, I'm such a cute
virgin anime boy.
Yeah.
The worst.
Wait, why did I get linked this? My Sykuno impersonation.
Blue?
Not yet. We still got to get the dying stuff.
Well, we got time for that, Joel.
I don't know. Like, I just like. If you go to Mafia my Twitter, I made a birthday post for Sykuno.
Oh,
I know
God.
How you feel about him.
Oh no. Oh wait, I'll try to play this game better for you, okay?
Would you like me to gank your lane?
Jesus Christ.
You know, I've never actually played a game with him before, so.
Well. I mean, you know, if you really want...
I can't listen to this. Okay, stop.
You were good.
Stop.
10th of February.
Stop.
They
Jesus
started
Christ.
Talking on the 15th. He followed her on the 14th. The document would say, in this two-hour Discord gaming call, the same day as our first conversation, Sykuno made plans to meet me IRL. It was set to be the same weekend as Dokkami 2026, since he was flying over anyway to attend TwitchCon EU. Going to the aquarium would be our first date. I also learned that there is a 15-year age gap between us.
Oh, I just learned. Mm-hmm. 15 years. That's basically statutory rape. He's a rapist. Don't say me.
Look, I personally spoke to the victim about this. I asked, like, would that usually have been like a red flag or a turnoff? She said yes. But the thing is...
I'm sorry. Fuck. Stop.
Girls don't like older men.
I'm going to hate. Don't make me hate women. I already hate women so much. Stop.
15-year age gap between us. Right, so look, I personally spoke to the victim about this. I asked, like, would that usually have been like a red flag or a turnoff? She said yes. But the thing is, this is Sykuno we're talking about here.
Like, kill me, bro. Oh my God.
Right? So she made an exception. Because as you saw in the intro of this document, she used to watch him in high school. She genuinely looked up to him. To say that she was starstruck was an understatement. And that's exactly what he was counting on. Now, while keeping that 15-year age gap in mind, this next section definitely hits different. It's titled, Making Plans to Move In Together. These messages would be on the 17th of February. 2 days.
By the way, hot take. I do think it works more on women than it does on men. But being older is, I think, a multiplier of whatever you've got going on. And I think it works both ways. Maybe a little bit better on women, but if you're like a 19-year-old guy and there's like a 35-year-old woman, but she's like, you know, attractive as shit and she's trying to hit on you or whatever, that guy is 1,000,000,000% every single time going for that. Tell me, this woman will pay for my dinner? Like every single time. I think that age is just a multiplier. The thing is that the things that we tend to value in men, so like income, competency, stability, whatever else, ideally are increasing in age. And for men that obsess over just like appearance or whatever on women, it tends to peak around, you know, probably what, 13, 14? Just kidding, stop. I don't know, in your 20s or whatever guys think. So it tends to always look one way, but younger guys will go for older women if the older woman is.
How long is this video?
1 hour.
Holy.
After they started talking, it would say, with Sykuno, our relationship moved so incredibly fast, it almost felt like a dream. It was like he could make anything I wanted happen. And as someone as prolific and successful as him, I had no reason to doubt anything he said to me. These screenshots show that Sykuno and I were intending to adopt a cat and have me possibly move into his house. I told him we couldn't get a cat yet due to me not being a US citizen and possibly having visa issues. Keep in mind, this conversation happened 2 days after the first conversation. So in this first image of these...
I hate men. You really can't just be friends and be normal, can you? Listen, I feel you, girl. I hate women. You really can't just, like, fuck a little bit and be chill, right? Exactly. See? Same problems, just on the other side of the fence. That's how it goes.
Set of DMs, we can see them talking about pets in general, right? About how he might be allergic to certain pets, about how his current dog doesn't trigger his allergies. So they start discussing the prospect of getting a cat. Mal would say, I mean, if I'm there anyways, we'll have to think of a name, no? To which Sykuno would say, yeah, but I don't know if I can take care of it myself. Mal would say, or were you just gonna name it Cat? He'd say, you'll have to stay to help take care of it, lol. To which she'd say, I'm okay with that. Though I don't know how that would work with me staying there.
I feel like this is not a 100% serious thing, but how long was this conversation after they first met? Is this still the same day?
This is like a day or two after, if I recall. Okay. They talked on the 15th, and this is the 17th. So this is 2 days later.
Okay, Jesus.
I can't stay forever either, you know, because I'm not an American citizen, and I'll also probably have to go back as well. Because, I mean, I hope at least that I can go back to studying end of this year. And, like, in
just
general, everything
Twitter
is
link,
so
man.
Expensive.
You'll understand
then
why.
He'd say, oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, maybe we can get a cat together another time then. Besides, don't you already have a cat? Which she'd say, yeah, but they're my dad.
Is the age gap thing a shock to the woman because Sykuno looks hella young? No. The age gap, all of the benefits just become inverted if it doesn't play out well. So a guy who's older than you is emotionally mature, is more financially stable, it has more experience in life, and these things are just all like strictly positive. But then if the relationship doesn't work out, oh, well, that additional experience he has, he used that to manipulate me. Oh, that financial stability that he has, he used that to exploit a power differential in us. Oh, that emotional maturity or whatever, that was just used to manipulate and be a predator and gaslight me. Like, it's fucking stupid.
Also, did you finally order the food? And he'd say, oh, I see. So you wouldn't have to bring them if you just moved somewhere. To which she'd say, no, I guess not, though. I'd miss them so much, so I'd definitely have to get new pets. So barely a couple days after speaking to each other, Sykuno's out here discussing getting a pet together, taking care of it, raising it together, and looking into the possibility of her maybe moving in together with him one day. This was as he was sharing a home with his girlfriend. The next section will be titled, Lying About Being Single.
Would you agree there's a phenomenon of people that surround streamers / celebs that end up drastically overestimating the relationship they have with someone because of the parasocial connection? They'll approach them buddy-buddy and then assume the conversation is as like longtime friends on their side, while celebs / streamers interprets as a romantic approach? No. I think everybody generally knows what's going on. And I think these are issues that have existed for as long as men and women have fucked each other.
And dating history. In this screenshot, Sykuno said he has only ever had one relationship his entire life. I would eventually find out that that was a lie and that he had been dating and living in the same house as his girlfriend for years and that I was not the only girl on the internet that he spoke to on a daily basis.
I mean, like, Sykuno's definitely playing into being a little fucking naive whatever guy here. But if somebody were to tell me, I don't know, LOL, I've only, like, actual dated someone once. When somebody says that to me, what I'm hearing is that, like, you had one real long-term relationship and maybe a string of smaller ones where you either didn't live together or they didn't last long. That's what that sounds like to me, but...
So here we can see DMs of them discussing this topic. Mal would say, I mean, you've been in relationships before. It's not like it's your first relationship, referencing what they might potentially have going on. To which he'd reply with, I don't know, lol. I've only, like, actually dated someone once and they broke up with me, so... Yeah, I think I'm just not very good, so it's probably just a me issue. To which he'd say, did you, like, never do anything for your ex, like, at all? To which he'd say, I mean, I think I did. I don't think she thought I did, so yeah. But I mean, everyone has their own way of what they want, so it's important to be like, are you getting what you want? And if you're not, I totally understand. Mal, of course, would want to inquire as to what he was saying. Like, what do you mean you think you did? Like what? But he'd never specify, and he'd always keep it vague, keeping up this persona that he crafted, the one that was allergic to love, that had no idea, like, what was going on with women. This would lead us right into the next section. Allergic to love, that had no idea, like, what was going on with women.
I mean, I think I did. I don't think she thought I did, so yeah, but I mean, everyone has their own way of what they want, so it's important to be like, are you getting what you want? And if you're not, I totally understand. It just sounds like they had a mismatched relationship, or they were looking for different things in the relationship. That's not that confusing there, but okay.
This would lead us right into the next section titled Sexting. We texted every single day, and these interactions would be charged with flirting and suggestive topics. I would send him suggestive pictures and audios, and he would confirm that he'd touch himself to them. Additionally, he'd always act flustered and inexperienced, keeping up the illusion of his on-stream innocent persona. We'd also regularly talk about date ideas and things we'd like to do together in the future when we'd meet up IRL. Topics that are usually discussed between two adults who are clearly romantically interested in each other. On top of texting, we also called almost every single day, even after he'd stream for over 8 hours. We talked
8 hours? Full-time streamer.
And play games regularly. One thing I'd noticed is that every time we called and when he spoke, he'd be whispering and never fully use his voice. His excuse was that it's because he was tired after a long stream, and I didn't really find that to be suspicious. Using your voice for 8 hours in a row doesn't...
Wait! I didn't actually read through this whole doc. Is this guy cheating on his girlfriend while they're living together? And he's playing with these girls? Holy. Holy shit. God damn. Are you okay? This guy's cheat maxing. Are you okay? Holy fuck.
Exhausted after all. I now realize that he was quiet because his girlfriend lived with him and he didn't want her to hear. So in this first set of DMs, we can see them discussing things to watch together. Sykuna saying, let's watch something. Mal would say, we should. He would say, let's watch a cooked Netflix dating show because those are funny, or both. And Mal would say, we should. And do you also want to play games like Helldivers or Overwatch or etc.? In the next image, we can see them discussing the spicy audio that she sent him at some point. He'd say, you do too. She would say, yeah, like in that audio recording I sent you, to which he would act flustered over and say, huh? Oh my God, well... yes, you really sounded cute in that too. But she would say, did you ever re-listen to it or only that once? In the next screenshot, we can see them discussing going on a gym date. Mal expressed to him how much she enjoys going to work out at the gym, and so Sykuno would inquire about what a gym date looks like. This is when they discuss it more. In the next two set of DMs, we can see them talking about more spicy topics. Mal would say, you get flustered so easily. And then Sykuno would say, because I'm not. I've never done like this kind of thing before, lol. To which she would say, and? You don't like it? He'd continue saying, which is crazy because I'm older than you, but like I haven't really dated much, so. And then Mal would say, so? You have me now. He'd reply with, my XP bar is low, but no, I do it. I've never gotten something like this before. Yes, I like it. It's so good. I can't wait to use it later. As in, I can't wait to grill my sausage to it later, whatever she sent. To which she would reply with, you know, I've kind of wondered if you've ever touched yourself while watching what I send you. To which he'd say, what? Why would you wonder that? She'd say, well, because they're spicy pictures and videos. Of course, I wonder if you put them to use. And then he'd say, I'll definitely put this one to use. She'd say, so you've never done so before? And then he would say, maybe in all caps, with a flustered sweating emoji. This is when she'd put her foot down and say, I want a yes or no. And then he would say, yes, of course I have. How could I not? Overall, these DMs were a balance of spicy and wholesome, just like what you'd expect when two people are romantically interested in each other, saying goodnight to each other, inquiring on their health. He'd compliment her on her appearance. She'd say, I love getting compliments from you. Good morning, handsome. What are you up to? But this romantic interest wouldn't just be expressed with words. No.
Do your PSA that flirting always sounds cringe, please. Well, I mean, it does sound cringe.
Inquiring on their health, you'd expect when two people are hot. Overall, no. And then he would say,
one thing you have to be careful, I guess it depends on what you're going for. Like, this advice wouldn't be for Sykuno, because obviously Sykuno is trying to mindfuck people, but this is really manipulative. When you try to make somebody feel special or feel unique, that is like, especially when you're lying about it, definitionally, this is very manipulative. So, you know, if there is some person that you want to bang and you're like, oh, like, you're the only person I've ever done this with before. This has never, ever, ever happened to me before. Like, the goal in your speech is to create like a very special, unique feeling in that other person's mind. That is very manipulative, especially because he's lying about it.
In compliments from you, good morning, handsome, what are you up to? But this romantic interest wouldn't just be expressed with words. No, for Sykuno, he'd make sure to express it financially too. This is what would lead us to the next section, titled Sugar Daddy.
Oh, no. Not my 281.16 euro sugar daddy.
Less than a month later, Sykuno would randomly ask for my PayPal account in DMs. He'd then waste no time in sending me money unprompted. Something
I always say that because I feel like that's what girls want to hear. Is that bad? I mean, it's manipulative.
That I'd later realized was simply a behavioral pattern that he'd employ with women he'd express interest in. I want to reiterate that I have never asked him for his money, and he did this of his own volition. He bought me both a gym jacket, linked below, and Resident Evil 9, because I had expressed interest in that game. Here we can see two payments, the first one sent on the 28th of February 2026, 81 euros, and the second one being 200 euros on the 5th of March 2026. The sender was the business, Sykuno. He'd innocently ask for a PayPal username on the 28th of February. He'd start off the conversation with, "Eh? You still aren't asleep either?" To which he'd say, "I fell asleep, woke up again because I'm having trouble sleeping." He would then say, "Oh, well, good morning. And what's your PayPal so I can buy you games later?" She'd say, "Huh? Straight to the point. Jesus, I need to update my email to my PayPal because it's my old name from before I rebranded." When he would send her money for a gym jacket, at some point she'd say, "Want me to send it back?" To which he'd say, "No, I wanted you to get a nice gym vest, lol. Especially because it seems like you're really passionate about working out, so I thought it'd be nice. And then you can remember me when you're wearing it. I thought it was a cute idea." She'd buy one, she'd wear it.
The real question is, do you think he was writing these purchases off as a business expense?
She'd send it to him and she'd say, "I wore it with the green set because I know how much you like green." She'd also make a tweet on her account while wearing it, saying, "This gym jacket is literally so comfy, the muscle mommy arc will be real." So up until this point, this was Mal's experience with Sykuno. The next section is titled A Calculated Pattern of Love Bombing and Manipulation. And this is where we talk about Elfilia's side of the story. The document would say, "After speaking to Elfilia a few days ago, we were able to corroborate our experiences with Sykuno and learned that we were both victims."
This girl is genuinely retarded if she only farmed $281. Well, the girl is young and hot as fuck and active on Twitter, so my guess is she's probably fine financially, so she's not thinking much about it. At Destiny, for this point, how much honesty do you owe a rando you just started talking to if you're a private guy like Sykuno who publicly portrays his relationship status as a single person you were talking to for 2 days? You don't owe anybody anything, but if you're going to start, like, flirting with them, then you kind of do? What do you mean? What a stupid fucking question you type. This would be like me texting you and it'd be like, "Hey, I've known this person for 2 days and they're asking me if I have AIDS. Do you think I have to tell them that even though we just met like 2 days ago?" And then you text them back and you're like, "No, what the fuck? That's incredibly personal." And then you text them, and then I text you back and I'm like, "Okay, thanks, bro. I'm going to go back to smashing now." Like, what? I mean, like, the situation has changed. If this is information that they probably are kind of owed, no?
We had no idea that he was talking to both of us at the same time. Sykuno is known to send hundreds of dollars to the girls he wants to get involved with. This screenshot is from when he took my friend Elfilia to Paris during the 2025 TFT tournament, along with sending her 500 euros to help her move into her new apartment.
Damn!
You can clearly see that this was sent from his business email's PayPal account. So unlike the other...
Ha! The business expense!
...that was supplied by Mal, here we can clearly see this is Sykuno at Hotmail.com sending her all this money. A substantial amount, around 1,550 euros.
Oh, damn. To help with the move, /dface.
All under his business email. Here are the DMs in which we can see that he offered to pay for her flight to TFT Paris, as well as all the food and hotel fees there, pretty much taking care of her financially during the entire trip.
Ooh.
So this starts off as far back as April 2025, with Sykuno telling Elfilia, "I'm probably going to Paris later this year for sure. I'm not sure on TwitchCon yet. I'm afraid I don't know enough people." He'd say, "You should come to Paris when I go to it. Is it close?" To which she'd say, "Paris is pretty easy to go to, yeah, since it's in the European Union." He'd say, "You better hang out then when I go there." She'd reply with, "I'll have to see because I know nothing and no one there and it's expensive." To which he would say, "I'll pay for it. Don't worry."
Ooh, she'd say, baller, baller, yeah. Somebody's
look at that,
balling.
Look at that emote.
Somebody's balling out. Hell yeah. He's sipping lean with the big Ray-Ban contact lens. I don't know.
No really? Big deal
you'd
for his
that?
Ass.
And then he'd say, "Yeah, of course. And all the food." She'd, of course, be ecstatic about this and say, "You'd have to deal with my annoying ass, though." And he would say, "But you gotta choose places to eat, like the restaurants." And she'd say, "Deal." One day later, he'd reiterate, "You're fine. You never have to pay for anything."
That officially counts for the Mohawk, and we thank Dan tremendously for his graciousness and his commitment to the cause of democracy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ori, lol, how much is the flight usually from Netherlands to Paris and back? Because she lived in the Netherlands at the time. I think I'm going for like a TFT tournament or something like that. On the 10th of December 2025, we can see her saying, "I'm boarding now, see you soon," to which he would reply with, "See you soon, you have the hotel info, right?" Since they were going to share a room. This brings us to the next section titled Elfilia's Experience. Elphilia would talk to Sykuno on and off for the span of 5 years. During that time, she had absolutely no idea that he had a girlfriend in the 5 years that she had known him, and on and off flirted with
him. Five? What the fuck?
Anytime she would bring up the topic of his love life, he would give the response of playing too many games and not going out enough to meet women to date. So bear in mind, she knew him since like 2021, back when he was like the most desired man on the entirety of Twitch or the streaming space. And even with all that flirting, he never once mentioned the relationship he's been in since 2021. So this was in the beginning of his relationship as well. So in this next set of DMs, we can see Elphilia saying, "Also, I have a question for you. Why are you single? Like, how?" To which he'd say, "Huh? That's a crazy question, lol. I think it's a combination of like playing too many games." To which he'd say, "Why crazy? Why is it a crazy question? The guy was desired by anyone. Even after his viewership had fallen down a little bit, he could still DM anyone and get them to date him." It didn't make sense. The document would say, "Same calculated behavior and patterns, using his nerdy gamer boy facade to lure women into a false narrative." In this next set of DMs, Elphilia would be saying, "You're cute. You're this sweet to all girls, or am I just lucky?" To which he'd say, "Wah, lol. Only to the ones I think are cool." As you can see, Elphilia is just starstruck. She can't believe this. She feels so lucky that Sykuno, the guy who's desired by everyone, is giving her attention out of anyone else in the world. Wow. This is the effect he had on people, and he knew this. And just like with Mal, he would follow her personal Instagram with his official Sykuno Instagram page.
It's abuse.
Genuinely like a deja vu to what he did with Mal. Like, it's the same patterns. The guy had a playbook, and he knew how to put it to use. The document would continue, "Here is proof that Sykuno was in Paris for the TFT event around this time too, directly from his Twitter." So here you can see, this was posted around the 13th of December 2025 when he was in Paris. In this first tweet on the left, we can see him taking an image of Lily Pichu, who was also there, as well as him retweeting one of TFT's tweets saying, "Ultimate bragging rights have been secured at the TFT Paris Open." This is them
announcing that. How did Foosley get away with the cheating, but the men can't? I don't understand.
Wait, did she cheat or just break up with her husband? I forgot.
I think she broke up with her husband, but she cheated with, she was with a guy who was cheating on his girlfriend that I think she knew about.
Oh, damn.
Uno's team had won, confirming that he was indeed there. The next page of the document will show us a set of DMs between Sykuno and Elphilia. The date would be the 3rd of March, 2026. So this would be 3 months after they had met up and hooked up. And this would be as he was talking with Mal. He'd say, "Oh my God, I was playing World of Warcraft. I saw this player. It reminded me of you." That's because that player had a similar looking name. She'd say, "Aw, you got reminded of me? That's cute." To which he'd say, "Of course."
Also, hot take. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think people would say if Sykuno were to come out and ask, "Can I keep the not safe work material that these girls sent me?"
They would say that he needs to delete it, no?
Correct. Do you think the girls should all have to refund Sykuno on PayPal?
For the money? Yeah, and the trip. And the Paris trip.
They should have to pay it back.
True.
They should have pay it back.
Oh, I was going to ask, were you planning on going to like Off-Kai or anything like that? That's a VTuber expo, right? To which she would say, "I wish, but unfortunately I can't. My rent is now 800 euros per month and I'm living fully off of my savings, so I canceled all my travels for the year." The document would say, to add even more salt to the wound, "After Elphilia's Paris trip, in 2 weeks after he had started talking to me, saying things like how he wants to move in with me and such, he would message Elphilia asking her if she'll be at Off-Kai. This is proof that he'd be talking to more than one woman at the same time, planning a hookup for every event he went to. He was doing this while giving me the impression that he wanted something long-term, and all while also having a girlfriend since 2021. Elphilia and I weren't friends until I found out that he was cheating on his girlfriend. This is when we both got in contact with each other and shared our stories. She deserves the world." The section would end with both Sykuno and Elphilia talking about random topics, and then at the end of this DM chain, we can see Sykuno saying, "How was your day?" To which she would reply with, "Awful. Spent the whole day crying. Crying right now. Why do some men cheat? I'll never understand." The document points out that this is ironic, seeing that Sykuno is a cheater himself. So as you can see, when these two women spoke each other and shared their stories, they were shocked. Shocked to know that they were being used so casually, and shocked to know that this man was in a relationship. But how is it that he did this for years with no consequences? How is it that there are many Elphilias and Mals out there with no one saying a thing? Well,
this is where the manipulation comes in.
Which is what the next section is all about.
Oh my God.
It's titled Rumors and Broken Friendships. As I mentioned in the intro, no one made a public statement before because they never had sufficient evidence. Sykuno would always talk about the most explicit and sensitive topics in voice calls or in person, never leaving a paper trail. This was all intentional. Rumors still managed to spread, Many content creators, both big and small, would vent to their friends about his behavior. Behind the scenes, for many, he'd be known as a predator who regularly took advantage of small...
Predator!
Vulnerable.
My favorite thing about, like, we've moved on to, because, like, rapist and everything was too much, and people used it too much, and it's also, like, kind of extreme. So now they've got these words like manipulator, sex pest, predator. They don't, like, really mean anything, but you can kind of, like, just use them.
But they still sound, like, really bad.
They do.
Words,
yeah.
Creators. The reason why Sykuno would abruptly stop hanging out with certain people throughout the years is because of this predatory behavior. However, he'd managed to keep enough influential friends around him to legitimize his position in the space, especially seeing that many of those friends were women who would have normally stood in solidarity with any sort of victim, making it seem like he was safe enough to trust because they trusted him enough to be a friend. As Elphilia spoke with Sykuno, she'd tell him about rumors that she had heard from someone else. About how Sykuno had a roster of readily available women.
Oh, no.
And how they all coincidentally were smaller content creators who wouldn't dare touch him if something went wrong. Elphilia, of course, didn't believe this. After all, Sykuno had a calculated pattern that worked perfectly in his favor. His innocent, naive demeanor wouldn't dare hurt a fly. So why would he hurt me? What? So here we can see DMs between Elphilia and Sykuno. She would start this off with saying, I don't know, he said he dislikes you, referencing a friend of hers, and that you only go for girls that are small so you can manipulate them with your shy persona. Yet he is doing that to my friend right now. To which Sykuno would say, oh yeah, I mean, I don't think that's true, but I guess people will say stuff randomly. I'm confused as to these people who think I'm going for them. I haven't really done that. But anyway, I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, like I said before, people who know me will know me, and I guess he just dislikes me, which is totally fine. She'd say, exactly. He did say the only reason you haven't gotten called out is because you go after small creators and they'll never expose you. If you ever need proof of anything, I have receipts, just in case he tries anything funny. Sykuno would say, oh, I feel like the way VTubers are, they would love to try and expose bigger streamers. They love drama, lol. But it's not true, so I think it's fine. I don't need receipts or anything, it's fine. But I thought he was chill, I'm kind of sad he was so angry. Elphilia would say, I know, just making sure you stay safe no matter what, love. Sykuno would continue saying, I mean, why is he bringing up so much anyway, though? To which she'd say, he's jealous of you, I'm just playing League with him, and he brought you up out of the blue.
Ooh.
To which he'd say, I don't think there's much to be jealous of, lol. But hopefully he feels better soon. And Elphilia ends this by saying, he said you hurt 5 of his friends, apparently.
Jesus.
So this was on the 22nd of December after they had met IRL, and Elphilia had no reason to doubt him, right? She still had no idea that he had a girlfriend since 2021. This is why she was still so readily siding with him. And speaking of cheating, this is what would lead us to the section, Sykuno's girlfriend. The coincidence that would lead me to finding out the truth about Sykuno happened last week. A popular male VTuber tried to slide into my DMs to presumably get in my pants, and when I rejected him, he immediately started to mention nasty rumors about Bao. Out of concern for her, I reached out to a mod who then connected me with Bao. The three of us struck up a conversation when I mentioned I was nervous about a date I was going on. They asked me who it was. When I said my date was with Sykuno, they immediately told me not to go on the date for my own personal safety. Bao told me that at the end of March, Sykuno's girlfriend reached out to her regarding a controversial tweet Bao made last year in 2025. She asked Bao if it was true that the tweet was about Sykuno. So this tweet in question...
Hold on. I'm just so curious. Did she go on the date with Sykuno?
No.
She didn't.
Twitched on EU? I don't think so. No.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
2025. She asked Bao if it was true that the tweet was about Sykuno. So this tweet in question, right, if you were on Twitter back in October 2025, you would have probably seen it. It went absolutely viral, and it simply just said, if you're an up-and-coming female content creator with a small but growing audience and a much larger and successful male content creator approaches you out of nowhere and showers you with attention on stream, in DMs, etc., don't walk, run, to 99% of people. This was Bao giving smaller content creators very well-needed advice. In reality, though, this was a subtweet directly referencing Sykuno's behavior. Because
it's just so funny how this is, like, so specific, but, like, this is always just, like, general life advice for anything, right? If somebody comes up to you offering you a ton of shit in exchange for something else and it seems too good to be true, it probably is, right? This is the same thing for in real life spaces, for men or for women. Like, this is...
It was a subtweet directly referencing Sykuno's behavior. Because the document would continue, they called, as in Bao and Sykuno's girlfriend, and Bao explained to her that other women had confided in her about similar experiences with him. She described a pattern of behavior where he targeted small female content creators and pressured them into having sex with him. Bao then offered to connect her with these other victims so they could share their experiences with her directly, as she felt it was important to hear them firsthand. This was all discussed during a Discord call. And so here we can see a DM sent by Sykuno's girlfriend on March 24, 2026 to Bao, saying, hey Bao, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but I heard something recently that was a bit concerning and I thought I would just come ask you about it. I heard that there was possibly an instance of Sykuno trying to get VTuber girls up to his hotel room to drink with them. and that the tweet you made about being cautious of large male streamers showering you with gifts and attention was about him? In regards to him doing it to one of your friends? You know, before we get back to the document, this actually reminds me of this one tweet that was posted on Twitter back in October 21st, 2025, during TwitchCon North America, where an innocent fan came across Sykuno in the lobby of a hotel at 2 a.m. One can only wonder what he was doing there. But as you can see, rumors are very easy to spread here? Once you spot someone in a hotel lobby at 2 a.m. The document would continue. Bao told me that three days before I contacted her and her mod, Sykuno and his girlfriend were trying to reconcile after Sykuno somehow managed to convince her that it was all a huge misunderstanding. She had no clue that I, as well as many other girls, still existed in Sykuno's romantic and sexual life. Bao and her mod would put me in a group chat with Sykuno's girlfriend where I would share all the screenshots you see above. She was rightfully horrified and left the group chat because she couldn't stomach reading them. Horrified. This is where we can see DMs in the group chat from Sykuno's girlfriend saying, I've lived with him for over 2 years. We have been together since 2021. And on top of that, everything he's planning with you are things we have planned together and talk about and have done. I'm sorry. At this point, I wouldn't be able to imagine what I would feel if I was in Mal's shoes or anyone else's shoes that Sykuno had taken advantage of. In fact, I mean, I can't imagine being his girlfriend, hearing these rumors about someone I lived with in the same home and finding out about.
Wait, what? Ashley St. Clair wants to talk to you. Should she just join the Discord? She's already DM me on Twitter.
Who is Ashley St. Clair?
It is Yo Mama. One of Elon's exes.
Even after he managed to convince me that him sleeping with someone back in December 2025 was a misunderstanding, it's horrifying. This would all lead us to the final section of this document, titled To All of Sykuno's Victims. Ever since Sykuno's viral breakout during the pandemic lockdowns of 2020 when he played Among Us, he has always carefully curated every aspect of his behavior on stream and with friends. An innocent, romantically inexperienced boy failure who looks like an anime character and sounds like one too. This perfectly curated image would attract a large audience of women, with a lot of them openly professing how attracted they are to him. He soaked in the praise and never sought to limit the most extreme aspects of his community because it made him more desirable. He understood this and would use this curated image, as well as his legitimacy in the content creation space, thanks to his followers and famous friends, to seek out any attractive cosplayers and or content creators that were small enough to be starstruck by his grand presence. It would work most of the time, as he'd use the same calculated pattern that he used with me and Elphelia to lure them in and eventually fly them out.
Calculated pattern, lure in. And the calculated pattern is find girl who posts super sexy pictures on Twitter and follow them and then wait for them to DM you. Wow.
No, I think it's girl DMs you, you DM them back in this case.
To the next convention or event that
he definitely is definitely a player and a fuckboy and a liar and a cheater, but I mean,
he went to with the goal of hooking up. What these many women didn't know, though, is that he'd always lie about the fact that he's single, that behind the scenes.
Wait, does this guy play any of the call that this girl has with him?
Hello.
Thomas?
Hello.
So? Okay,
well, pretty much know most of it.
Yeah, like what?
Does this sound Swedish to you?
No.
Which language is this then?
English?
You motherfucker. What accent?
English? Who sounds Swedish?
You think she's from America?
Yep.
Okay.
We'll see. Let me wait more.
No, what?
No, you can tell me.
Shit, this is an e-girl accent, 100%. She's from the internet.
Wasn't very honest.
About what? You have to speak up a little bit. Your mic is cutting out.
Sorry, always happens. I'm being single, and I just wanted to tell you how it happened.
You're still gonna have to speak up a little bit. By the way, you're still cutting out a lot.
Sorry. You know how I talk quietly.
Yeah, but you never talk this quietly.
You know I talk quietly.
I'm sad.
Oh.
It's the consequence of your own actions, I suppose.
Oh, wait, hold on. She might not there be. Anyway, hold on. She's e-girl and hard, but it might be e-girl European accent. We'll see. Hold on.
I know. So basically, I was in a very happy relationship.
Doesn't sound like it, but sure.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Anymore.
Let me finish.
Continue.
Very happy relationship a long time ago.
Long time ago. What, like 2021?
Fuck! I was gonna guess Dutch! Fuck you! She is from the Netherlands? Okay. All the so there are different accents sometimes for different places that could be hard to, like, within the country there could be different ones, at least. Like, I know in Sweden, like, the further north you go, you hear weird stuff. But Dutch people all sound exactly the same. There are no different Dutch accents. Every single person in Amsterdam, every single person in the Netherlands, they all learn the exact same accent. Guaranteed. Every time. Don't know why, but 100% true. Stay mad. Okay? Dutch people in chat, they're mad. 100% though. All of them sound exactly the fucking same. Exactly the fucking same. And once you've heard Rutte, the NATO chief guy speak, you've heard them all.
I don't know the exact time, honestly, but a long time ago. Then they got a lot less happy.
How so?
You hear the guy, right? The guy that talks to Trump. That's this person.
Yeah, I agree.
Stop hanging out with you. She lives with you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to speak up. I can't hear a single sentence that comes out of your mouth.
She's just eating.
Is that like cereal? Hell yeah, queen.
You there?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm just asking because you went quiet.
Anyway, so I was very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it wasn't so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly when, but, like, we stopped spending time together. We hadn't done it together for years.
Or what? I couldn't hear that part.
I said we hadn't done anything together for, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just very sad and alone. Don't want it at all.
Mm-hmm. So you slept with Elfie in Paris.
What? Scandalous.
He was sad. Give him a break, man.
He was sad.
And then you flirted with me.
Yeah, he was sad.
And were telling me how you wanted me to come visit you in Vegas, and how you wanted to go on a date, and how you were serious about me, and how you really meant it, and how you wanted to go get a cat together.
You can tell she's on her girl boss.
She's a psycho, right?
She's on her girl boss mode.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Melina check, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's why? And, why didn't you just break
said
off?
This was Melina.
I thought it was a Melina accent, yeah.
It definitely is, by the way. It's Melina.
I don't know why the you say it's Melina. Then. I thought it was Swedish, but...
Damn.
Because a combination of remembering how it was, some part of me hoping it would go back to that, and
well, obviously it's not going to go back to that if you're actively cheating on her. It's only going to get worse. I think that's really on you, bud. And I know you're smarter than that.
I'm not.
I mean, for fuck's sake, you're a 34-year-old man. Yes, you are. Stop acting like you're a child.
Don't think that's...
Oh my god, she's fucking... She's getting off this whole combo, too. Because remember also, she knows she's recording it.
She knows she's recording.
She doesn't. She, whoo, she's like, oh, this is my audition.
What am I like, but...
I mean, you say you're not smarter than that, but you are. You're a 34-year-old man, you just chose to do it. You knew damn well in the back of your head that it wasn't going to end up well.
God damn it.
Yeah. But it's complicated.
It's really not. So. Cheating is just bad. She hasn't done anything to ask for it to be cheated on. It's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, but she relied on me to take care of a lot of things. And I still cared about her.
Okay, that doesn't mean...
What was the point of this? Why did you even agree to have this conversation?
That you do that because you wanted to, not because you... Not because she was, like, holding it against you or forcing you to.
No.
Exactly.
He wanted
so
to have it.
So there's still no excuse for you to cheat on her.
True.
Not saying there was one. Just explaining why it happened.
He's sad. True.
And the only reason why it happened is because she just chose to do it.
Oh, true.
I don't know why you decided to lie to me, because you know damn fucking well that lying, especially, is like a big thing I do not tolerate.
as opposed to all the people that do tolerate lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was fine about the Alfie thing, because I was like, okay, he didn't know me before that, right? But then I find out you've had a girlfriend this entire time. Do you realize how fucked up that is?
Jesus.
Because not only were you... Because, sure, you didn't lead Alfie on. Alfie acknowledges that you didn't lead her on, right? Because I've talked to Alfie. I'm friends with her. I've been friends with her before I even met you.
Okay.
Like, okay. She acknowledges that you didn't lead her on. You led me on, though. You did lead me on, though.
Yeah.
You gave me all these fucking fancy-ass promises about, oh, we're gonna go on a date when you can visit here. What, so you could cheat on your girlfriend again? So you could sleep with me so you could cheat on your girlfriend again?
That wasn't...
What were you intending with that?
Well, I thought it was going to, be over.
But what?
Like, I thought that was gonna be the end of that.
The end of what?
My previous relationship.
You were gonna break up with so you could date me, or what?
Well, like I said, it'd been a long time where, like, we hadn't spent time together. Hadn't done anything in years.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I thought that was at some point be over.
What? I couldn't hear you.
I said, I thought that meant that was going to be like the end of it.
So you were already moving on before you even broke up with her?
Jesus.
Were you intending to break up with her, or were you just waiting for her to break up with you?
Wow.
No, I don't know. It's
so,
just a really weird mix of like...
I just want to understand this. So what was your intention with me? Like, where was I in this whole thing? Like, were you intending to date me after her? Like, were you intending to just ditch me to go date me?
I mean, I guess for me, it felt like it was already...
But that's not what I asked. I'm talking about me.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
You were thinking to just ditch her and then date me. What, were you going to do the same thing to me?
Of course not. Not to you.
I'm sorry, but like, you're not really selling this whole relationship thing really well. If this is the type of relationship you
yourself,
uphold.
Of course not, lady.
Whoa.
I'm not trying to sell it.
Problem?
I can tell.
Just trying to explain going on.
Yeah. The thing is, if I never reached out to Bao, because I didn't even reach out to Bao about you, right? Ooh. I reached out to Bao about because he lied behind my back to a bunch of people, and I was not okay with that.
Ooh.
And then started lying about Bao. That's when I reached out to Bao. I became friends with her roommate, and then I was talking with a little bit back and forth, and then you came up in the topic. And then she told me you had a girlfriend.
Oh.
And that your girlfriend has been venting to Bao this entire time.
What?
About how you gaslight her into staying.
Yeah.
You make her feel bad anytime that she, like, wanted to leave because you cheated on her. And she knew that you cheated on her. She just didn't know who.
Not good.
Because you never told her that it was Alfie. You just told her that you cheated on her in Paris. I think. I don't know if you told her, but I knew she knew.
Yeah, I did tell her.
Why? Why go through all this trouble?
Because I didn't know how to,
I mean, for God's sake.
For God's
sake. The only thing why you even stayed with her is because, she relied on me for a lot of things. You can afford to take care of her for a little bit before she gets back onto her, like, her feet. Like, at least don't put her through the trouble of, like, telling her, like, oh, like, I'm still gonna be with you. Like, telling her that you're still her fucking boyfriend.
Jesus.
While actively cheating on her every single day.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I should have just, said how I felt
Like, you could have just deadass, if the only thing that you were concerned about is the fact that she relied on you for things, you could have just supported her until she got back onto her feet. So she could support herself.
Deadass.
You know?
And it wasn't just that.
Then what else?
Somehow hoping it would go back to how it used to be.
Well, I also already told you, cheating is not going to make it go back to how it used to be.
Not with that attitude.
It's a lot easier to say that way.
It's the truth. It's the harsh truth. Nothing is going to go back the same way that it was if you're going to cheat on someone actively.
Yeah.
It's active versus passive.
That's why I'm going to change.
You're going to change what?
That's it. Everything.
Oh, he's done! He's a changed man!
Just gonna change that.
You're gonna stay with her?
Right.
But honest to God, I feel like the poor girl's been through enough. I don't think you should have to sit there and keep doing this to her. Because I was in a group chat with her while you were on stream.
I'm locked in.
And this girl's absolutely fucking distraught because of the shit that you've done to her.
Wow.
The shit that you've put her through. Like, genuinely. Do you know how much that fucks someone up?
Loker cannuli.
Like, you already cheated on her once, and she decided to trust you still. She decided to stay with you, despite the fact that you already had cheated on her and admitted to it. And when do you go, dude? You go onto fucking Twitter and go find the next girl to fucking flirt with.
Unbelievable.
Like, if anything, honest to God, I'm not even mad at this point. I'm just disappointed. I'm really disappointed.
She hit him up with a disappointed.
Yep, that's fair.
Because she's been crying to Bao about it. Bao's been sitting there, like, comforting this girl, trying to tell her, hey, maybe you should leave him. Because this isn't okay. This really isn't okay. You're putting this girl through mental strain.
Mental strain.
Every single day. That you continue to be with her. While you're sitting there having fun playing with your fucking friends. Be so honest right now, Thomas.
So you think, and you might be right.
Yeah. Like, if it is money that she doesn't have, or if it's a job, or if it's family, or
I
blah blah blah.
Gave
blah.
Her a lot.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, there exactly.
He's like, I
just
pay
help her
off.
Back on her feet until she can support herself, and then just leave the girl alone, because she deserves better than that. Because you cannot sit there and be like, I love her, but do all of this shit to her and continue to let her stay in that situation.
Well, one part of that wasn't true.
Uh-oh.
What?
I mean, I think the feelings faded.
Well, then you should just let her go. Instead of just sitting her there, wasting her time.
Okay, this is so dramatic.
Seriously.
And also,
Jesus.
Why'd you get on a call with me when she's... Right now, she's upset. I know she lives with you.
I already talked to her.
Yeah, you should be there to...
I'm going to talk to you first.
You should be there to comfort her. She's the one that you cheated on.
No, I'm going to be doing that. I just wanted to settle this first.
This is not settled. I'm beyond upset with you. Like, genuinely beyond upset with you.
Wow.
I mean, that's fine. By settled, I mean, like...
Oh. He's having the call... Wait, are they... Hold on, I'm sorry. Which one is this? Is this the one he's known for 5 years, but he hasn't...
No.
No, this is when he met... Did he meet this one in person?
No, this is the one I don't believe he's met in person. The one he met, he knew for 5 years, is the lady he had sex with in Paris.
Okay, this is the 19-year-old that is on Twitter. Yes. They haven't met in person, but they've been, like, sexting and stuff.
Yes.
Gotcha. Oh, he's trying to jump ship to this girl. I understand. That's why he's having the call with her. Oh, because in the beginning, why are you even talking to this girl? Okay, sorry. All right, okay. Well, no? Okay, hold on.
Like, genuinely beyond upset with you.
I mean, that's fine. By settled, I mean, like, that's it. Like,
what's it?
Probably never talking again.
You and me?
Yes.
She already said, because I was trying to figure out why, but when she said, I'm beyond upset with you, those are, when somebody says that, that's a good thing, because, like, oh, you're really, really mad at me. But, like, we're still something. We're still doing something, as opposed to, like, I hate you,
it's,
or I'm not talking
done.
To you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What? Why?
Is that not why?
What is why? I'm still upset with you, but you didn't cheat on me. You can still talk to me and be, like, make up for your actions. Don't get me wrong, because I always am there for second chances. But
oh my God.
I never will forgive you for cheating on her. That's
there's still a chance, though.
This is, like, the most shameless.
So you're saying?
The most shameless. Oh. Jesus.
There are a lot of girls that are upset with you, by the way, because Alfie's not the only one that has hit me up.
Yeah, that sounds like you've heard things.
Yeah, and you lied to me a lot about that, too. A lot. Because, how big was the roster again?
I don't think I ever had one of those.
I mean, maybe not at the same time, but you sure do hop around.
Why are they coming back to
life? So.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just realized a thing.
All I care about right now is that is okay?
Don't mind me.
Keep me updated on that.
I don't know if that's a possibility.
You can keep me updated on how she's doing. You can keep me updated on when she moves out, because I don't think she should be living with you anymore.
Oh, she secured the bag.
I don't think you need me to do that.
I mean, yeah, I care about her. Like,
yeah, she can do that.
True. I'll just reach out to her then. But, yeah, no, just... Like...
Oh my God.
You go talk to her. She needs you right now.
Queen! This girl's a queen! Okay. Oh my God, she's got him under her... She's got him under her thumb now! She knows all the girls he's been fucking around with. She's got him paranoid as fuck. She's got all this fucking leverage now. Oh my God, she's talking to his biggest haters. Woo! When did they have this call? Whatever you're about to say, the only answer is she would have dated him again, and then something happened to where they couldn't date, and that's when she decided to dock him.
Well, he... cut her off. That's why he got docked here, I think. And I think, if anything, at
Wait,
the beginning,
she cut
she's like...
him off? Wait, what'd you say?
No. He cut her off.
Oh, yes.
That's why he got docked. But at the beginning, she, in this document, says, like, there's a 19-year or a 15-year age gap. If anything, I feel like she's the fucking predator. She's obviously way smarter than Sukuno, and she was fucking toying him along. Jesus.
Kind of. Wait, what is this? I said that as in I was willing to be his friend if he learned from his mistakes, but when I found out it was a pattern with a lot of girls where he was using the same lies and such, I couldn't stay quiet anymore, thus the dock. Wait, didn't she literally say to him, there are a lot of girls that are upset with you?
Yes. Yes.
Queen. What a queen.
She's just a
queen.
A liar.
She's a queen.
Yeah.
Best girlfriend that he'd been with since 2021 and who has lived with him since 2024 in the same house. I implore the many other victims to come out about their experiences with this predator. And I end this document with a recording of Sykuno in which he admits
problem,
to everything.
Problem, predator?
Especially with how he cheated on his girlfriend with my friend and was intending to do that with me as well. For context, this was shortly after I had messaged his girlfriend about his cheating. 30 minutes later, he would ask if I was free for a call. As his girlfriend was crying downstairs, he somehow chose to prioritize someone that he barely met 2 months ago, she's referring to herself, I pointed this out during the call. Here's the link. So the link isn't here right now, but obviously it will be by the time this video comes out. It's okay though, because I have the video. And if you're wondering why you should watch it here, well, it's because Sykuno's voice is so damn low. I mean, the guy was whispering as if someone was after him with a gun. They could barely tell what he's saying.
Oh, fuck.
I actually bothered to add subtitles. This whole recording is 17 minutes long, and as the document stated, he pretty much admits to everything. Shortly after the call, the last thing Mal would ever say to Sykuno would be, "I'm beyond disappointed in you." So look, according to Mal, there are countless other victims. It is completely up to them on whether they want to come out with their side of the story or not. For now, though, we can confirm at least two different people that were completely misled by him
as
he cheated on
IRL.
His girlfriend mm-hmm. so comfortably. In those two instances, we can see him also using the same playbook, the same tactics, sending them money, making them feel special, following their personal Instagram, wanting to meet ASAP, to hook up, everything. And I think one thing that personally struck me was how only 30 minutes after his girlfriend found out about his cheating and probably confronted him, he chose to run upstairs and prioritize Mal, someone he met 2 months ago, all while his girlfriend was crying downstairs, gutted, heartbroken. There's a reason people say with great power comes great responsibility, because once you have this power that Sykuno possessed, you can so easily take advantage of others. So as a content creator, you have a very clear choice, and unfortunately, Sykuno decided to be the worst person possible. I wish all the victims in this travesty absolute best. And I also encourage them to speak out. When it rains, it pours. And right now, the first drop has hit the ground. Sykuno and anyone else who seeks to take advantage of their position need to be held accountable. And for anyone who grew up watching him during quarantine, who looked up to him, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, ruining
basically,
whatever ideal
a sorry,
image
guys.
You had of him in your head. In any case, if more victims decide to speak out, then I will most likely stream
what the fuck?
Me reading
he
all
said there
of them
was countless other victims.
Later
well,
on.
But they haven't
the time
spoken
being,
out
though,
yet, bro.
Please, if a larger so content creator reaches out to you, it. Even if you don't make content, please always be extremely skeptical and know that they probably
so this
don't
is
see
why
as the most special
us.
Person in the world. They've probably done this to many others already. Damn. Thank you so much for watching until the end. I really, really appreciate it. If you want a healthy alternative to an energy drink, then definitely use the code MUJIN at GamerSubs for 10% off. And if you want exclusive content like high-quality art and exclusive yapping videos, then definitely check out Stacked.com. It's like Patreon, but better. I love you so much. Platonically. Come on, platonically. I'm not going to be like Sykuno. I'll see you in the next video whenever you
do. Mwah. Mwah.
Gee, what the fuck?
What?
Look at the fucking screen. Thomas the Predator engine.
Well, I didn't see those captions. Not the Predator engine. Well,
welcome to the Champions Club, Sykuno.
Back home from South Africa. We'll be live around 3 p.m. PT to talk about everything. Wow.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. I mean...
What? Oh, so you're pro-apartheid. You're actually pro-apartheid.
I'm pro-Sykuno right now is what I'm going to say. We need to get him in here.
That was a good response to that tweet.
I need to get the Queen's take on this.
Oh, Pokey? Duh.
How it sounds to feel disappointed but no longer surprised.
I don't know.
We need what's a male equivalent of this? It's got to be out playing.
Maybe Train was right about
pickleball or tennis or something, and having the caption where you're just
elephant in the room. Obviously, yes, I did talk to Sykuno, and obviously, yes, he did tell me everything, and obviously, yes, I should not have tweeted that I was disappointed yesterday. Because it just gave a lot of ammo to a lot of angry people.
You know what the top reply to that was?
The dog shocking thing?
Yeah, 50,000 likes.
Based.
But yeah, he knows that I was gonna mention it today, and he told me everything. And yeah, I am disappointed, as I have been with a lot of my friends in the past, and I'm sure I've also been disappointing to a lot of my friends as well. So,
ooh. What do we know from this, Dan?
I can't speak fucking ultra leftist.
Sykuno is going to continue to stream. She's going to continue to be friends with him. She made the equation or she equated.
Wait. Oh, what? Sorry. Hold on. I may have missed that.
She's
go back. Okay. 15 seconds. I want to be on the same page. Hold on.
Elephant in the room. Obviously, yes, I did talk to Sykuno, and obviously, yes, he did tell me everything, and obviously, yes, I should not have tweeted that I was disappointed yesterday because it just gave a lot of ammo to a lot of angry people. And so, but yeah, he knows that I was gonna mention it today, and he told me everything, and yeah. I am disappointed, as I have been with a lot of my friends in the past, and I'm sure I've also been disappointing to a lot of my friends as well, so.
100%.
You know.
Everybody makes mistakes. What are you gonna do? What do you want her to say?
Stupid fucking mistakes.
Stupid mistakes, man.
I just, the fucking cancellation of this shit is so fucking stupid in the first place. I'm glad they're all fucking eating themselves. Good.
He was a fucking predator, Dan, a predator. So you're pro-predator.
Really?
Are you pro-predator? Just curious. Are you?
I'll tell you who the predator was in that situation, by the way. Uh-oh. You want to know who the fucking Giga Predator was? I'm going to say it. And everyone's going to know who it was. You know who it was?
Tell us.
It was the Melina sound-alike, whoever the fuck that person was.
What? This person doesn't sound like Melina.
Yes, she did. That person was the fucking predator in this whole story. Guaranteed. She was recording, and that was some fucking psychotic evil shit. Yes, it's true. That may have been Melina. I don't know.
Okay. Queen, but okay. Interesting.
I mean, does it not change in your mind a little bit when you know that, like, she knew she was recording when she got on
that
call?
This is my argument. I've said this a million times, and nobody ever fucking sides with that, but no, yeah, I agree.
That person is dangerous, is all I'm going to say.
True. Big true.
It is disappointing.
Oh, true! You know who didn't get this treatment? Fucking...
Who?
Wendy. Natsumi? She got massively excised. You know who did get this treatment, though? Who got the forgiveness treatment? Was the, Foosley. What's the difference between all these creators? What was Foosley's concurrent viewership? What was, pretty high, wasn't it? What was Wendy? What was Natsumi's viewership? Pretty low, huh?
I don't think
pretty
it was
low.
Yeah.
What about, the Sekuno guy? Oh, pretty big, right? Ooh,
I think there's
what about
some
what about Albert? Remember Lily's ex?
I do remember Albert. I do remember
what
that
guy. What was his concurrent viewership? Oh, pretty low, huh?
Yeah, he did magic tricks.
Interesting.
That was weird.
It is disappointing. Yeah, he's a cheater. He's a cheater. But yeah.
What
we
are you
talked
gonna do?
And.
He's gonna go to therapy. Do the therapy thing. He said he's gonna go to therapy. I love that therapy is like it's got to be therapy, bro. Like he cheated, he hacked in CS:GO, and he agreed he's gonna go to therapy and talk to somebody. And
Clara,
he's gonna figure things out. And I hope for the best. And I am so sorry to all of those involved. Sucks. So yeah, no, I did not know. I did not know he had girlfriend. I did not know, which led to my tweet, because I thought my tweet was going to make it clear that I didn't know. Apparently me tweeting that caused a lot of distress. So yeah, a lot of angry people. A lot of angry people, you know, it's my karma because last year, it's because XQC reacted to my tweet and he
God
did
damn,
a
XQC.
Whataboutism,
ooh.
Which is funny because last year when I talked about it, I did a whataboutism, which I've already talked about and I already apologized for and I already understand that it was really stupid of me.
That is kind of fucked up, though. Is that true? Did XQC really go over her tweet that she put out in public? Why the fuck would he react to that? That's crazy. Jesus.
I don't know. I can't imagine.
How I worded it. And this is just my karma coming back again. It's just coming back. So, yeah. It's, yeah. I already talked about all that. Everything that everyone's telling me to talk about, I already talked about. And I already own up to it, you know? I own up to my shit.
How do you feel about Swalwell? Coordinated attack. None of it's true. They're trying to take
APAC.
Him down. Is he
APAC.
Pro or anti-APAC?
I don't know. I just scream.
Whatever
APAC
it is,
whenever.
It's definitely not true. And I definitely categorically don't believe anything ever until I need videotape of him being abusive. Otherwise, it's a lie.
I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. You cheated, so what? Who cares? No, okay. Cheating is bad, guys. I don't know who needs to hear this.
Did you not see the video? I saw the 4-second video. What am I supposed to get from this?
Do you think she's lying about not knowing?
Who, Valkyrie?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they would permit like him cheating in the friend group or whatever. So she's probably being honest about that.
But cheating is not a good thing. It's a self.
Why does she talk with this weird self-infantilizing baby voice? Everybody does this. It's the bimbo himbo thing. Hassan does it too when he's like talking about shit that he doesn't want to like address like seriously. What was the like this voice? It's just we hate it more,
dude,
when women do it. But it's like this voice too.
I don't know what it is, man. I don't know why people. I will never understand why.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't. My haters are so like obsessed with me. It's like this kind of fucking retard, like the himbo bimbo voice. Yeah, people do it. But yeah, she does it too.
Selfish act. It hurts people. It's a bad thing.
What do you want me to say? It's bad. Cheating's bad.
I think it's a normal thing to be disappointed.
Wait, hold on. She's handling this okay.
And I think it's a normal thing to be disappointed. Streamers, YouTubers, TikTokers, literally everyone collaborates with everyone. And I don't think people realize that people aren't as close as they seem. It's the funeral talk. It doesn't necessarily mean that we know everyone's whole life story and what they're doing and what's going on and stuff. And at the end of the day, I will go to Ludwig's funeral.
Lemaio.
Because of Cutie. Lemaio. I think.
Epic.
That.
Epic reference.
Before you cheat, break up.
But then it wouldn't be cheating.
End the relationship.
No fun.
Are you defending him? No.
Ooh.
I think cheating is very bad.
Ooh.
Like I mentioned many times now. I think that he really needs to talk to the people that were involved.
Wait, what did I take? I thought I leveled this guy up and I took a... You can see everything. Line of sight restrictions are ignored. Not to be too parasocial, but they lived together in 2022. There's no way she didn't know and they were friends. Bro, you living together, especially for streamers, doesn't mean fuck all. Like, they could live together and not talk much personally at all. Or it's not like she's, like, on his computer, like, reading everything and, yeah.
Do you think that if you're more generally liked, kind of like Sykuno, do you think people would defend you as, like, hard as he's kind of being defended now?
Is Sykuno being defended?
It seems like people are, like, more open to the idea that it's, like, this is kind of, like, this document's, like, kind of bullshit.
I could be totally wrong, but that's not my take at all. My take is he's going to be pretty hardcore fucking canceled.
Well, within his community, he's definitely going to be kind of fucked.
Yeah. There'll be people like on my side of the internet, but we're a totally different community that doesn't really interface with them at all. Like, yeah, I think it just has to be.
I mean,
with,
I guess
like,
I'm...
In my community and like the progressive side of things, it's pretty hard to survive any kind of like bad sexual accusations related to women. It doesn't matter if people like you or not. It's going to be pretty. That's going to be a pretty tough call.
I was basing it a bit off LSF, but it's also probably just a bunch of Asmongold viewers, to be fair.
Well, LSF is going to be Asmongold viewers and my viewers, too, right? And, yeah, I don't even know. And Hassan's viewers aren't even really plugged in that much to social stuff, but... And XQC viewers. Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, there's nobody there that is going to be attacking him hardcore.
I just don't see this, like, following him, like, oh, similar to your situation.
Probably not, but that's also because, like, there was nothing, like, super serious that he was accused of. It was basically... Like, the worst is really just cheating, right? It's technically the worst that he did. And then they're stretching real hard for the other stuff to try to make people care about it. Let me watch this real quick.
Oh, I'm gonna be rude again. But where is all this energy for Kaya the shock dog?
True. Okay.
It was radio silence because the master of the orchestra was orchestrating people to not speak, avoid this, do that. Because, again, his current social value is... elevated. So since his value to them is elevated, everybody is extremely soft to that, to the point where they're getting directed on what to do. Sykuno's social value is almost his currency in that way has gone down a little bit, right? In at least in their eyes.
Yo,
so
X, thanks for so the streams,
bro. He's the bad guy.
You have
he's
no idea how much the content means to me.
You know what I mean? The prize goes away. Holy shit! Then I feel differently about this. Then you stand on nothing. They're spineless. They're these people are made out of jello. Like it's why I called Jellywig last time because I saw him in real life. We had this argument about the Kaya thing, and we were on a pretty, on an understanding, not just the, oh yeah, I think about this, like elaboration, like complete breakdown. We took, and it goes on streams, but the guys, not a shot caller, and I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. Bye. You see, I'm like, that's fucking Jellywig.
Guessing Jellywig is Ludwig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.